Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to put a wrap on this work week for some fun Disney talk. Chef Todd's going to be joining us today, and we're going to be talking about his first impressions of the Festival of the Arts over at Epcot, a fun new festival. He ate all the food and did all the stuff, so we're going to talk about that today. But quick, we got a quick word from our sponsor first, and that's our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Speaking of food, if you like free dining, free food down at Walt Disney World, and you can travel between July 5th and September 30th, we've got a great deal for you. Drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the details on free dining. If you don't need a dining plan, there's some great sun and fun discounts as well. We can save you money on that upcoming Walt Disney World vacation. I promise you that. So check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Thanks again to everybody who continues to support the show through our Amazon affiliate link. Anytime you need to purchase anything online through Amazon, please just click through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. You'll get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and we get a small commission from Amazon, which goes towards our hosting and bandwidth costs. So again, please click through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1438 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. You say free dining, I go. And boom, I'm like, yeah, oh, a little sun and fun? Let's do it. So it's been a fun week. So thanks, everybody, for your support. And if you need a trip, hey, themagicforless.com. But let's talk about the latest festival happening down at Epcot. It is festival time again. We're talking Festival of the Arts, which is a kind of a sleeper hit now. People love this one. And judging from the crowds that I saw on social media this past weekend, woo, it is popular. It's getting them in there. So we're going to have a fun discussion today. Joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. And I believe she's headed down this weekend right now. We have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
I am. I leave tonight as we speak to head down to see the Festival of the Arts for the first time ever. And I'm so excited to finally catch this festival. It has been on my bucket list for 2 years. So I'm so excited to be able to do that. See all the new stuff with the Mickey and Minnie Surprise Celebration, the new Incredibles stuff, to see just everything that's going on. Oh, there's the Hakuna Matata time dance party at Animal Kingdom that I'm going to be catching too. And yes, I'm going to do all of this in the course of 48 hours. So good luck to me. And if you want to see me running around like a chicken with my head cut off, please follow along with the Be Our Guest podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or you can follow my stuff too, but most of the stuff is going to go on both. So yeah, it just depends on what you want to see. So there's going to be lots of content as well. Also, you can follow along with the Mouse for Less too, because I'll be posting content there too.
I will be following in all locations because I am, you know what, but I get hungry every time I see those like colored Pop-Tart things like with the stripes.
I'm excited. Oh. I'm so excited. I've already kind of established, and I kind of told Brian, I was like, be prepared for the credit card bill when I get back, because I mean, I'm going to be trying all the food. And also, can I just say, Jack Jack's Cookie Num Nums, and I'm so excited about them. I can't even tell you how excited I am about those stupid cookies.
Those things could be illegal in 17 countries, but I'm not sure, but we'll find out. All right, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam may be in Florida right now. It depends how cold it's been the remainder of this week up in Pam. Pittsburgh.
I know. I'm thinking about it. I'm very, very focused on this, but anyways, yeah. I know.
Let's go.
And by the way, Jack Num Num cookies were actually out in Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So they were there. And
you don't like them?
Just a cookie. It's just a cookie. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I didn't see the appeal. Like, I saw them. I was actually at the stand in line. And then I said to Han, this is just a cookie, right? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Your Your point? Yeah. It's a warm, delicious cookie. You can't go wrong with that.
You know what, Ricky? Here's something I'm going to tell you. Like at Costco, if you want to, like Nestle or whatever sells like a tub of the cookie stuff. And you can like scoop out one and just like make a couple if you want to.
I could
have a warm cookie anytime you wanted. So
I could.
Speaking of Toll House and Nestle, I got to send a shout out. We were in Indy last weekend for the Jam Fest National Super National Cheerleading Championships, which is, I am not kidding, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. There had to have been 10,000 cheerleaders there, and I am not exaggerating. There are 5 stages going on simultaneously, music blah, 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 like for 48 straight hours. My eyes were burning from the hairspray. I am not making that up. Like, I went in one of the halls. I was like, Pam, I think I'm having an allergic reaction. My eyes are swelling up. She's like, it's hairspray and perfume. I'm like, what? So you're there for like 48 straight hours. Your kid dances for two dances, total of 6 minutes. It was nuts. So you get into it. Mallory's team won the national championships. I'm really excited for her. Proud of her. Thanks everybody for the shout outs. It was awesome. But speaking of, they have a mall attached to the convention center in Indianapolis. Okay, it's where they had the Super Bowl years ago. And there's actually a great mall, like it physically attached to the convention center. So we go over there. Not only do they have a Permanti Brothers, where I had finally got my first sandwich that Pam always talked about. Awesome. Fries and slaw on the sandwich itself, and I got a side of tater tots with it. So I love that. But also, there is a store. So in the one corner of the food court, listen to this. Talk about the triple play. They had an Auntie Anne's pretzels, a Cinnabon, and a Nestle Toll House cookie store.
Oh.
Like stand. Holy God, I love Indianapolis. You can have your Festival of the Arts. I will do the Center Mall.
Indianapolis Mall food court tour.
Beautiful. It was awesome. Anyway, we have a special guest today joining us. Fortunately, he is still with us. Scary stuff. So Todd, Chef Todd, if you follow him on Instagram, joining us today. Todd, thanks for coming on the show.
Glad you're here.
Hi, thanks for having
me.
And thanks
glad to be here, really. Literally glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks. So, you know, seriously, though, you had a dangerous situation happen after your trip, getting ready to fly back to St. Louis from Orlando International with an external battery. You saved your notes, and most importantly, you saved those Figment annual pass holder magnets. Soon to be collector's items. But what happened there? We're glad you're safe, but external battery mishap, right?
No, I was sitting at the bar just getting ready to do some work, do some writing, and the server came up behind me and said, hey, your bag's on fire. And I thought he was joking, and I ignored him. He said, sir, your bag's on fire. And I turned around and it was smoking, so I didn't know what to do. You're at an airport and your bag starts smoking. All of a sudden, you're suspicious. In a split second, I thought if I either run away from it or deal with it, I didn't know what to do. So I just zipped everything open, dumped it all out, and asked for some water and put it out. I told him immediately to call TSA and fire department and police. I wanted everybody there because I wanted them to know it wasn't my fault. So
it
was scary, but all's well that ends well. But if it would have happened just an hour later, it could have been on the plane, and man, it could have been really scary.
Yeah, thank goodness it happened there.
Good timing, and I'm here. So I saved my notes and I saved my magnets, so everything's good.
That's all that matters.
Apparently.
Yes.
Not the sport coat.
I'm looking in the market for a carry-on bag and a sport coat. There
you go. So we will take donations at the end of today's show. We'll start a GoFundMe for the sport coat. So you were down there for Festival of the Arts opening weekend. Again, I was watching from afar on social media because, again, this has me intrigued. Now I'm excited. It'll be going on during Princess Weekend, which I get to go down in 4 weeks. So I get to check that out. Because I'm not really an artsy person, but it seems like it's much more than just folks that enjoy going to musicals or just folks that are into, you know, visual arts. It seems like, you showed a lot of great food, and I'm into food. So sign me up. So, Ty, give us your initial impressions on the Festival of the Arts last weekend.
Oh, it's fun. It's third year. I've been to every opening day. There is some artwork set up all around the World Showcase and various booths around the promenade, mostly Disney art, some paintings, sculptures, different things like that. Not really like high-end things, but just general Disney art. There's a lot of shows, like you talked about, the Broadway show at the American Adventure Amphitheater has a Broadway series show there almost every night. So a lot of entertainment there. There's some there's an Animation Academy, the old one from Hollywood Studios. They put that on in the Odyssey Center right out on the lake there by Test Track. It's kind of fun. So it's not just food. There's a whole lot to do.
So you were there the first weekend, and the one thing we've learned over the years with Epcot, with Flower and Garden, Food and Wine, and now Festival of the Arts, is that the festivals really do bring out the locals. So you're, you know, because I mean, that's a time where they can see Epcot, and it's a limited time run. You have a lot of things going on that you don't get the other times of the year. So were the crowds as bad as it looked on social media? What'd you think about that?
Not Friday. The Festival of the Holidays opened on a Sunday, and it was the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So I think the combination of the locals and then everybody arriving for their week-long trip for Thanksgiving made that one a really packed opening day, made it really difficult. This one opened on a Friday, and it wasn't too bad. By the time I left at 3 o'clock, it was getting busy, but not crazy. So we were able to take care of everything we needed. I wasn't there during the weekend, so I can't speak to that. But weekends are definitely more busy at all the festivals.
Yeah, they are. So best advice is if you can go, like, you know, just try to think, when are people going to have the free time to go? Try to, you know, work around that within the festival's parameters, and you'll probably have a much better experience when you're going to something like this where, you know, if your goal is to go to the, you know, what do they call it? Not the booths, but what do they call them? They call them the...
outdoor kitchens is what they call them.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you want to do that kind of stuff, you know, obviously, you know, zig when everybody else is zagging. So... give us some highlights. So you're back. You got to spend, you know, a short amount of time, but you did a ton. What were the winners of the festival and what were the losers as far as first weekend?
Well, I think I'm going to give you my top five countries this time. Okay. I'll start with number five. France did a good job this year. They had a salmon terrine. It's a little like a salmon mousse. It was wrapped in tomatoes and zucchini and poached. And it was served with a little piece of puff pastry. That was really nice. And they also did a little cute little bread bowl with brie cheese inside. Like kind of like a fondue dip, a little small version of one that was in Germany at the last festival. A little bit better, a little bit smaller, and kind of cute. Both of those were good. Next country in line is Mexico. They did an excellent job this year. Maybe my favorite dish of the festival was the sopes, which is a like a corn masa fried and topped with braised ancho chili braised pork. Maybe my best. That's something right up Mike's alley, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I think so, yeah.
And so, real quick, Todd, where can people follow you and see all the pictures on Instagram? What's your Instagram account? Because, I mean, there's great pictures there, and it'll go right along with today's show.
Yeah, I can look at pictures while you're listening. ChefTodd55 has all the pictures. I got about 30 pictures from this last festival. I didn't do any desserts. I only did a couple desserts this time again. I just don't have the time. But I just did the savories.
Yeah, there's so much food, like actual food to get, that there's no room for dessert. Yeah,
so I had a helper this time, which helped.
I also share,
it's kind of weird, but I share with strangers. So we'll go to a table and I'll say, I'm just going to take a bite of this. Would you like the rest? And they're like, okay.
Sure, okay. Yeah. Please go, right? So basically what you're saying is literally follow Chef Todd around these festivals and you'll get this, basically.
So March 6th, about 11 o'clock, I'll be at the at France.
So. Yeah, so don't just follow him on Instagram. Physically follow him around the park.
Todd, when are you going down again?
Flower and Garden. I'll be there at 11 o'clock.
Okay, awesome. We'll be there.
You know what, though? I will say, we learned at Marathon Sunday that it's sometimes it's hard to give away food and beverage at a theme park because we did it, though. Now, we made it successful because what was happening is Scott was there cheering for the full marathon. We were at Mexico. Buying frozen margaritas for the lizards as they were coming by. But what he was doing, he gets zealous. He gets excited about things. He was buying them too quickly and in too large of quantities. So they were like melting. So we didn't want to lose the margarita. So we'd just stand there and say, who needs a margarita for the finish line? Some people would look at us like we are crazy. And some people like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Yes. And they would take it and just like, they would skip all the way to the finish line. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting situation. So you know what? Also, Todd, I was following, and I will say there was a St. Louis shout-out in one of the items in an unexpected place, which I'm sure you're going to get to probably in your top five, I'm hoping, because that looked good.
Yeah.
But continue on.
St. Louis shout-out. But next, you're going to be surprised with my number one. Next is Morocco. They had a spiced ground beef with hummus and like a little parfait with some pita chips. Ironically, that was one of my least favorites in 2017, but one of my favorites this year. It was really nicely done.
What do you think made it different than the 2017 version?
I think the first time, the problem with opening day is it's hard to judge all the dishes because sometimes they just fail because they just do because it's their first crack at it.
Right.
And I think the beef was under-seasoned last year or the 2 years ago, and the hummus was the same, and it just wasn't any good. But this time they stepped it up, got nice spicy beef, just got to fix. And Disney's good at that. They listen to people, and I think they follow social media, not necessarily me, but they see when people are complaining about things out there, and they, you know, they'll make their adjustments. So I think they're good about that.
Good now.
They also had a flatbread there, which was good. They used the same bread as the as last festival that had keft on it. This time it had olives and artichokes, some mozzarella cheese, and a little feta. Really nicely done. Enjoyed that quite a bit. That's a good shareable. We broke it into a couple pieces and shared that pretty easily too. Morocco seems like they always step it up. They do a good job consistently in every festival.
Well, they do a good job in their, you know, food in general. I mean, everybody loves Cajun Cafe, and you know, so
they do a great job. Their food's great. Number two was Germany. They had both these dishes I thought probably belonged in France, because by the way they were prepared, but they were both delicious. One was a braised short rib with a red wine reduction.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, and it was not expensive at all. I couldn't believe it. It was really good value, and it was really nicely done. A good portion, $7 maybe. None of the prices were too bad.
Not bad at all.
They also did a nice piece of fish called Corvina, which is one of my favorite fish. It's like a white sea bass type of fish, and that was served with a ratatouille. Again, that's a French dish, so I was surprised it was there, but it was pretty good. Needed a little seasoning on the fish, but I liked it quite a bit.
It's good to know.
You guys want to guess the number one country this year?
Well, I was thinking it was Italy from your post.
It is. Italy.
Yeah, Italy?
Yeah. I know. I was following closely. I was paying attention.
I've been complaining about them for years, and the last two festivals, they really did a good job. They had a little goat cheese fritters, which I like quite a bit. They were served with some roasted beets. I don't know if you guys like beets or not, but it was a cute little dish.
Yeah, hashtag eat a beet. That's right.
And then the number one dish of the festival, probably my number one, were those St. Louis style ribs. The ribs are the cut is a St. Louis style. It's just a little meatier than a baby back rib. And they were roasted and glazed with a balsamic glaze, kind of a sweet and sour kind of glaze. But the best part of the dish was the sweet potato fries. They were awesome. They were skinny and crispy, and they were like, you know, they came out hot out of that little kitchen. Usually you don't get things, you know, perfectly crispy and hot, and they were awesome. And they really, really did a good job. So yay to Italy, finally. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Right?
And you know what?
Yay, Italy.
It just shows that you get a St. Louis style, you get a little bit more meat on your ribs. So there
that's
you go.
Right.
That's how
it's
we
true, do though. It's a bigger cut. It's a little more fatty, but it's a little more meaty too. I tend to like them.
I had no idea. But yeah, I'm telling you, those fries looked awesome. And I'm not a person who enjoys like sweet potato fries. Typically, you know, I'd rather have like, I don't know, I call them fast eddy skinny fries. You know, just like regular skinny fries. Yeah. But yeah, those look good.
Well, sweet potato fries are never crispy. I don't care. You get 1 minute to eat them, and then they're not crispy.
I would agree with that, yeah.
I don't know what they did, but they were really tasty. I hope they use them again somewhere. Anywhere, I'd eat them again.
So you mentioned that the prices seemed to kind of fall in line with the other festivals. You didn't see, like, a marked increase in anything this time around?
Did not. Everything was reasonable. There was one dish in China. It was $10.75, which was really odd. It just stood out. And the bad news is it was terrible. Two pieces of shrimp.
So don't get the $10.75 dish. Is basically
It's called the. You'll remember this. It's called the Dragon and Phoenix.
Okay, and I will not be getting that.
Yeah, two little shrimp and a little bit of noodles, and it was $10.75. I thought that's kind of a ripoff, even for Disney.
Thanks.
That stood out as a no go. So what else did I not like? Nothing really bad. Again, the opening day is tough. Some of the, sometimes it takes a day or two to correct the seasonings, get things lined up. And these dishes are kind of artistic because it's Festival of the Arts. So the plating took a little time on some of them. There's a charcuterie board in Canada that's gorgeous. It would, you know, you could plate it at a restaurant. It looks so nice. But I watched the kid putting it together with tweezers. I'm like, man.
Holy cow.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
Because
they are so intricate with some of those dishes, how were the wait times to get your food a little more delayed? I have heard that about the Festival of the Arts.
It does, and that's unfortunate. And it you know, once you get it, it's gorgeous, and it's, you know, takes a great picture. But the lines can back up even when I was there first thing. And they're just learning, and they'll fix things, and they always do. But you know, a kid with a culinary student with tweezers putting five flowers on each plate, it's just not the way to, it's not fast food. It's going to have to be adjusted, but they'll figure it out.
So if some bozo rolls up like me and orders that plate that this guy's been tweezing and decorating and make it look so nice plating it and doesn't take a picture before he starts scarfing down the food, I mean, is that like a crime against humanity or what? I mean, it seems like it would be, I would be fired up if I was that kid. I'd be like, sir, take a picture.
I put those on with tweezers.
Tweezers, right. No, I don't think they would be. As long as you take it around the corner and eat it first, I think it'd be okay.
God, that just seems like it's a crime to take a bite out of something. Like, it's like a wedding cake or something.
Yeah, some of them look pretty nice, and they do a good job with the presentation of most of them. And they do travel well. I was afraid when I first went to this festival that some of the platings were going to be so extravagant and so tall that they weren't going to travel well in the 6-inch little plate that you have. But they seem to all do that pretty well. Another one of the dishes I liked was in Japan. It was like a sushi donut. It was like a donut-shaped rice, which was topped with all the fresh raw fish, the tuna and salmon and shrimp, and that was really cute. Nicely done there. Japan always does a good job. What else? The charcuterie in Canada was good. Canada had a risotto this year, which was one of my favorites last year, but they didn't repeat it this time. Tough presentation. It just wasn't right. Hopefully they'll correct it, but wasn't right this time.
Were there a lot of, a lot of these festivals have repeats, especially because, people like a dish, that kind of thing. Were there a lot of repeats at this year's festival, or does it seem like they, because it focuses on kind of, the artistic side of things, did they kind of create new dishes this year to kind of coincide with the fact that it's kind of an artsy festival?
Yes and no. It was about the same as most festivals as far as repeats and new items. There was quite a few that were the same, but the new ones were spread out throughout the kitchen. So each kitchen, not every kitchen had something new, but they were spread out quite a bit. In the Odyssey Center, they do a few different items every year, but they change up, like they do a trio of cronuts, savory cronuts with like a different topping on each one, and they change those toppings out every year. We also do an hors d'oeuvre tray with a trio on that, and they change those toppings out every year. So the set's the same, but the toppings are different. And but some of the regulars did return for sure. But there was enough new there to make everybody happy, both sides.
So Todd, let me ask you a question about the cronut, because again, I have never had a cronut in my life, and I did have one over Marathon Weekend because I saw Mike Bankhead post a picture. He was having a couple, and Ricky has always raved about these cronuts, and they're like the thing. And so, first of all, I noticed when I was down there for Marathon Weekend, now this is just like the regular cronut that you get any time of the year, but they used to be back at that stand kind of as you headed towards Canada in World Showcase. They're not offered there anymore. Yeah, Refresher Board. Now they're offered over at that little shack by Test Track. That's where you got to get them. Right. So I ordered one, and it was like the most disappointing thing in the world to me. I don't know if like it was, are they supposed, because I was like, man, everybody raves about these things. I mean, what could be wrong? It's like sugar in a donut and a bagel. I don't know what it is, but it's all good. It was like super crunchy. I was expecting it to taste kind of like a donut. Like it's not, I was wondering if mine was like burnt or overcooked. I mean, are they supposed to be kind of like soft at all? Or are they supposed to be like really, really crunchy?
They're fried. They're supposed to be I mean, they shouldn't be like, I mean, you should be able to eat it, but they got a crisp to them.
Okay.
It's a croissant. It's really, really a croissant. That's, I mean, basically fried like a donut. So that's, if you like croissants, you'll like a croissant donut because it's made out of the same kind of ingredients. And I love croissants. So add some cinnamon and sugar on top of that. And it's good to go.
Well, yeah, I mean, I like croissants too, but there was just no like gooiness to it or anything like that. It was like pretty solid the whole way through.
Definitely. They're different and they're not for everybody, but they're okay. I mean, a lot of the things you hear over the years, you got to get this, you got to get that. Then you finally get it. You're like, oh yeah, that was okay.
That was one of the first times that happened to me. I'm like, how do I not love this thing? Like everybody loves the cronut. And I'm like, it's got to be me, man. It's got to be me. I don't know why I don't like this thing. It's all sugar.
I hate to say it. I'm that way with Dole Whips.
I'm the same way. Dole Whip.
It's okay.
I really don't know.
I could take it or leave it. I'd rather have popcorn or pretzels or anything other than the Dole Whip, actually.
It's good on the pineapple upside down cake. Have you tried that yet?
I've tried the vanilla on the pineapple upside down cake, which that's
what
good.
I mean, the Dole Whip on the pineapple upside down cake. That's
no,
okay.
I've done the vanilla Dole Whip on the pineapple upside down cake, because you can do vanilla or pineapple, and I do vanilla Dole Whip on the pineapple upside down cake.
The thing about Dole Whips, nowadays...
There's always those things out there that you have to be good, but you get them, you're like, it's just okay.
That's right. Agreed. Everyone has a different palette.
Well, plus like 10 years ago, the Dole Whip, you could only get like, Walt Disney World, Hawaii. Now, like I just saw a post on Instagram, like they're going to have them at our Six Flags. They have them at our zoo.
They have them at Menchie's down the street all the time.
Now,
yeah.
So it's not quite as special, but I know they're a cult favorite. So, all right, Todd, so what else? Folks heading out to the festival, what do they need to not miss, or tips for enjoying the festival to its fullest?
Well, they open at 11 this festival. The holidays open at 12, so it made things a little different. But this one opens at 11, so my tip is always to start at the back. So we waited at the rope between France and Morocco, and as soon as the rope dropped, we hit all the kitchens there, which made our time go pretty quickly. We were able to hit just about everything before the crowds got back there. So I definitely recommend that. Having a partner is helpful if you want to eat as much food as I did. So we kind of leapfrogged. I just gave her a gift card and I said, here, you go here. I'll be behind you. We'll meet at the next one. We just leapfrogged the whole way. And actually, we were done by 2:30. We got it all done pretty quickly. I made my flight. But
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't recommend the power eating necessarily, but there are some tips just to save time waiting in lines. The kitchens in the promenade area tend to crowd up early, mm-hmm. but disperse in the early afternoon. So they'll be busy early, but they will get a little quieter in like the 2-4 o'clock range and then start getting busy again, in the evenings. So if you want to hit those, it's, middle of the day is a good time for that.
Cool. Sounds awesome. I want to get into real quick before we run out of time, and I want to ask Ricky at the end, like, what she's looking forward to, because now she's seen Todd's pictures, Todd, but I want to see what you're looking forward to for this weekend. But in between here, Todd, you went to a very special event over at Give Kids World Village. You do clean up very nicely. I noticed in the pictures. Very good.
Oh, I had to bring a razor too. Yeah,
looking good, man. Looking good. So, power eating and dressing up on one trip, man. And it was only a few hours. So, good stuff. So, tell us about the event and what it was all about, because it was just good to see you over there.
Oh, it was great to be there. I'd never been there before. I've done a lot of work with them with you guys, but had never actually been there. And it was neat to see. I was glad I finally got to see it. It was nighttime, but I didn't get to see everything. But I would definitely want to get back during the day and spend some time there and do some volunteering. But the event was Lee Cockrell and his son were up on stage with Jeff Barnes, who was the moderator. And they just talked for a couple hours just about Disney magic or Lee Cockrell's a speaker now and he writes books about, making magic in the business world. And they asked him a couple nice questions and he talked about, his time in Disney and his time after Disney and what he's doing, and it was pretty inspirational. They're neat people. I'd never heard of them or met them before, obviously, but they were fun to listen to. They did a great job and very inspiring.
So Ricky, you kind of that event was like they let you know about it, and you kind of helped Todd get over there, like you kind of arranged that stuff. And Dan was on the show, right, for the 12-hour live show. That was our guest. He had me just fired up. He talked about going from a parking attendant to like making these huge decisions within the parks. I mean, like, I just remember that day, I was like ready to just, I'm sure Todd, you probably felt the same, like being at an event like that in person, because just speaking with him over Skype for the 12-hour live show, I was like, the interview was over and I'm like, I got to go, man. I got to go do something big. Like I got to make something happen here,
Well, his dad was Lee Cockrell. That helped, but he started at the bottom. I mean, he was, like you said, he was valet at parking cars at Hollywood Studios, I think was his first gig. And he ends up, in charge of Epcot and also Animal Kingdom, and I think Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. It's, quite a ride. And just because and I don't think it was all because of his dad. I don't think Disney does it that way.
He got his job first, and then Lee got the job afterwards.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Kind of an interesting thing. I actually, for those who don't know, Dan has a podcast. I know, sacrilegious for talking about another podcast. But if you are at all curious about leadership skills or anything like that, that's what this podcast is about. He talks about kind of the skills that he's learned throughout the years being in charge of the Magic Kingdom and what you can do. He gives little life lessons about what you can do to take those same skills that he took from the Magic Kingdom and use them in your own daily life. So I think it's a really great podcast if you are looking for something to kind of help, motivate you for your leadership skills too, because that's kind of what he's doing now. As he's moved forward in his retirement. So, and then Lee does kind of the same thing. He also does kind of a leadership skills as well. I know he does a podcast too, and he talks about kind of obviously things that are good to have to be able to further your career or even life. I mean, it doesn't just have to be, career goals. It can be life goals too, which is big. And I think that's probably something that they talked about a lot at that Give Kids the World event, wouldn't you say?
No, it was great. It was business related, but it was life skills that mm-hmm. that they teach, and those are really what you need in your life and with the business. I mean, you treat people. It teaches you how to treat people the right way, and that's how you eventually get ahead in business, is by treating people how they need to be treated. And that was pretty much the theme of the whole night.
Was there sort of a story that really kind of stood out to you that they told throughout the event or anything like
gosh.
That?
One of the guests asked that question at the end to Dan, and I'm trying to think of what his story was. But there were so I wrote down so many notes because I just wrote down so many notes because every time they said something, it was like a quote from a book, and maybe it was, but it was like a quote. It was like should be on a plaque somewhere. So
yeah,
I was just scribbling and scribbling and scribbling. I got so much information. I'm going to give it all. I'm going to put it all on, on the blog. But there was so much there. I just had to write it all down. Otherwise, I was never going to remember it.
I love events like that.
That's good. And
they're very, very quotable.
That's a good segue too, because there is going to be a blog article that Todd will be writing for us on the Mouse for Less. So if you want to kind of hear his experience about going to this event and what he learned from the event as well, please head over to the Mouse for Less blog. The article will probably go up in about a week or two, hopefully. It depends on when you get it to get it published. For it here within the next couple weeks.
I hope to get it to you before you leave town tonight.
That sounds good. Yeah. So that's good. So, but you know, I think that we can all gain something from what he kind of, you know, all these quotable things that I'm sure are going to be in this article.
No, most definitely. I mean, they wrote the article for me. It's just, like I said, I've got pages and pages of things that they said, and you hear it and you're like, wow, it's so simple, but it's true. And it was neat. I was, thank you for sending me there.
Who kissed the world? Seriously, that was an amazing thing that they offered to us, and so I wanted to make sure that I had somebody there who I knew would appreciate it. So I'm appreciative of you going. So
my pleasure. They do have a bunch coming up. I talked to Jessica there, and they do have a bunch coming up. So you know,
that's good.
Keep in touch with them.
And Ricky, by the way, everybody has a podcast. So just so you know.
You know, it's funny. Kind of interesting because when we first started this podcast, I would always, you know, I'd always talk about it, and I'd be like, okay, the first question I'd ask is, do you know what a podcast is? And you know, most of the time the answer would be no. And now when I ask that question, they're like, yeah, I know a podcast. Yeah, I'm like, I've gotten past the first step now.
That's right. Single-handedly changing the world. Everybody's got a show now, so it's great. Yeah, it's fun.
Yes, everybody does that.
Great hobby. Okay, so before we get out of here, go ahead, Todd.
No, I was going to ask, does Lee have a podcast?
I believe he does.
Because he seems really low tech. I mean,
he does, but someone helps him with
it. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's great. He's old school for sure.
Someone helps Dan with his, too. I know that, too.
So. No, I'd love to listen to him. That's why I asked. But he had, as a matter of fact, in his back pocket, he had his little day planner. He pulled out.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's my people right there.
I agree, man. I was writing. Ricky told me to download the app, the Notes app. And I just hand wrote everything. It was just as fast, and it got me into it. And I don't think I did it right anyway. So
that's all right. That's okay.
Yeah, but see, Ricky might have been right. You might have lost your notes in the fire, man. That was a close call, and there's no backup on there.
That's right.
Well, you got a backup. It's true. I was quick thinking. I split second decision. What do I save? And I save the right stuff.
Todd, you know what you need to get? A rocket book. It is a notebook you can write into it, but then down at the bottom you scan it. And it sends it wherever you want it to go. And then when you're done, you take the whole thing and you put it in the microwave. All the ink's gone. And you
No way!
Where has this been all my life?
Go to Amazon and get one.
What's it called?
It's called a rocket book.
That's like space age. What?
That
is
sweet. Remember, when you go to Amazon, remember, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
I was going to plug that.
So you set up a little thing for yourself. You can send actually the pages to different things based on what category you've categorized that page as. But so we can go to like your drop.
My life. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Well, there, see? I had a little something.
There you go. That's why we called her the legend, and that is why. Because she has all the cool stuff.
She is a legend.
That's it.
Wow.
All right, Ricky, awesome. We're going to put a bow on this show, but you're heading down for this weekend. You're going to provide a lot of content, but judging on what you saw, you know, so far, you know, we've seen a lot of stuff. We've seen, like, I keep joking about the Pop-Tarts that you color, but we've seen the paint by number. We've seen all the foods from Todd. You know, lots of events going on. What are the top things you want to get out of this weekend? That not just for content, but just like that is your jam. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, everybody asks the question, you know, you always hear the question of, oh, you go down to Disney so much. Aren't you bored with it? Aren't you tired of it? You know, whatever. And even with how much I go down, like, because I go down, I mean, you know, I sound spoiled, but I go down about every other month or so if I can, you know, swing it. So it does help having a brother who lives down in Orlando. I will say that part's nice. So, you know, the thing is like, I'm actually really excited about going down there this weekend. Like, I'm super, super excited. So, you know, even though I was literally just there at Christmas, I'm so excited about this weekend. I'm excited about seeing the Festival of the Arts for the first time ever. I mean, really, hands down, that's what made me want to take this short little weekend trip, because I wanted to finally see the Festival of the Arts, because I've heard about it for the past 2 years. And I've always been like, that sounds amazing. You know, they have all these seminars that you can sit on, although I am disappointed to see there's not as many seminars this year. They kind of cut them down a little bit. I think before they had like 3 a day, and now they only have like 1 a day. Yeah. So that's kind of a bummer. You know, overall, I still think that I was looking at the list of seminars that they have. And you can check out the master list, because I did put them all in on the master list, so you can see what kind of things that they're offering for each day of your potential trip. So I think on the day that I'm there, there's a watermelon carving thing. And I was like, okay, I can learn how to carve watermelon. That sounds interesting. Like, it's weird.
With a chainsaw.
What? Yeah, no chainsaw. No chainsaw.
Gallagher.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like weird life skills that you didn't know that you needed, but like when you sit down and learn, actually, I think another one that's going to be there that sounds really interesting while I'm there that weekend is it's the music of, I think it's John Williams, and like a composer takes a look at the music from John Williams and kind of breaks it down a little bit, which is kind of interesting as well. So those are the things that really interest me about the Festival of the Arts. I'm really excited about seeing the On Broadway series that they have. Being a musical theater kid, you know, that's something that's really interesting to me. So the Festival of the Arts is really the one thing I'm excited about. Of course, the food. I mean, hello, I'm so excited to try all that food that they have. The pictures, they just are making me drool. So I'm so excited about that. I'm really excited about seeing the new Mickey and Minnie surprise celebration stuff. You know, they seem to have added some cute new things with the Move It, Shake It, Mouse Could Dance It street party, which I've been kind of bored by those street parties in the past, but they have Clarice, who is Chippendale's girlfriend, as part of the street party right now, and I'm all in just for that. Like, I'm like, seriously, she's not been in anything in the United States.
I thought Clarice was the cow.
No, that's is that not
the cow? Clarabelle. Okay, yeah, because that cow was Clarabelle behind the land cow on the marathon. Yes, okay, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, so she's out, and you've got Mickey and Minnie dressed in their birthday finest, which I will have to take my picture with Mickey and Minnie. So there's just a lot of, I think that I'm really excited about the little things that I'm going to get to experience. And, you know, like I said, it's not all big things. I literally haven't made a single fast pass. Granted, we are recording this a little bit early, but I haven't made a fast pass for this weekend yet. I don't know what I want to do. And so I'm kind of like, maybe I'll play it by ear and make those fast passes the night before, you know, or whatever. It really is. I'm super excited to see kind of the newer stuff, those things that are rolling out just for, you know, a limited time, because most of these things are only taking place, I think, till like September 30th. So that, you know, that's something to keep in mind too. So I'm really excited about this weekend.
And isn't there a sipper or something you want too? The Mickey sipper? Is that a park?
Yes.
Thing?
Oh my God. I have lost my mind about this Mickey sipper. Yes, it is adorable. It is Mickey Mouse, and it's the pie-eyed Mickey Mouse that's right now, and he's got a little bow tie on, and he's got a birthday, you know, hat on, and I'm dying over this Mickey Mouse sipper. And eBay pirates, you stay away. Although I think that Cheryl Perlmutter nicely got me one, so that's good too. So I may get another one as an auction item for Give Kids
World. There you go.
For our live show. So I want to, hopefully they will still have some, so I can get one for that, because I really think that would be awesome to have for the Give Kids the World for the live show this year. So.
Can I ask you one favor while you're there? One favor.
Yes.
Do you like lobster?
Yes.
Okay. Well, at the Taste Track, they have a lobster macaroni and cheese in a cone. which what they were out when I was there. I got there like at 1 o'clock and they were already out for some reason.
Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing.
I need a picture and a review.
Look, Chef Tom's putting it to work.
There you go.
I'm not you to work.
I'm kidding, but try it. It looks really good.
I think I can handle that. I will see what I can do for you.
I might skip the Princess Half Marathon and eat that thing. I might just go over to, forget the race, just head over to Epcot.
Right?
It looked good. I can't believe they were out. And I sent I met a friend there later that day, or, you know, about midday. And she asked where to go. I sent her over to Italy to get the ribs. And she texted me about 4 or 5 o'clock and said, they're out of ribs.
Wow.
It's so odd. I don't understand.
I think this weekend was a lot busier than they thought it would be. I'm just going to be perfectly honest.
This was still Friday, Ricky. I don't know what. I mean, this is 5 hours into the festival.
Yeah, that's
not
good.
It's kind of odd.
I really think this weekend took them by surprise.
It might have.
Yeah, I think it did.
So then they sent a kid over to Harambe Market or Flame Tree and got some ribs.
Or better yet, Morimoto.
Brought them back in the back way. No, Todd, thank you so much. It sounds like a great festival. Again, you know, this is an opportunity, I think, the way I see it, because I don't go see Broadway shows. I'm semi into music, but not heavily. You know, the food I like eating. But this sounds like something that's right up my alley because it's experiential, where you get a taste of things, you know, not just the food, but you get some, you know, visual arts, some music and stuff like that, and kind of all combined. And Ricky, I mean, like the paint by number, the big mural, I think I just see people doing it and I think you're just dragged in, even if you're not somebody that likes to paint or anything like that. It's like, I just want to be a piece of something big.
I have zero artistic skill and I can paint a square. So yeah. Well,
you can say I did that.
That's worth doing.
Yeah. So Pam, real quick, before we get out of here, what excites you about the festival that you've seen so far?
So I just remember, like Todd was mentioning, you know, the kind of artistic flair that all these plates took. You know, there's so many festivals at Epcot, but this one in particular, the dishes we got, particularly at the deconstructed dish, they looked like works of art. They truly, truly did. And it was just incredible. We saw the exact same thing, Todd. They were putting things on the plate with tweezers. And I often thought to myself, oh my gosh, how long is this gonna last? But like at like 7:30, they're like, okay, whatever. They're just putting stuff on, right? Yeah. You don't get any flowers.
You sprinkle them on. Yeah.
That's right. But it's a great opportunity. I love the fact that they do weave some art into it. You can sort of have your picture taken, you know, as you're a piece of the artwork. There's some famous pieces of art that you get to step in and become a part of. And I think that's a great memory for lots of families. So, and the weather is usually beautiful during this festival, which is another thing, like with our weather being so horrible, I think that's what I like. I mean, January and February, that's what I'm going to get away. I'm thinking about it, Ricky. I'm really thinking about it.
Well, and I would say too, this is probably the festival where it is 100% acceptable to take pictures of your food. Now, I know a lot of people do it at Walt Disney World. I mean, we are the worst about it. The people talking right here, we all do it. But don't eat that. Whoa, we haven't got a picture. We got to take out the light. We got to make sure we get the, you know, we do all that. But I would imagine there's a lot of that going on at this festival.
Absolutely.
A lot of Instagram.
Yeah, a lot of vloggers there Friday for sure.
Oh, man. I bet you couldn't shake a stick without hitting six. But they're everywhere. I can imagine.
It was fun. There was a lot of people, a lot of cameras, a lot of notepads, a lot of lighting. It was... typical opening day, that's for sure.
You see somebody just going up there to order something because they're hungry, man, what are they thinking? What are you doing? Get out of the way. You're not just supposed to eat your food? No, it sounds like a fun festival.
Somebody saw my picture and said there was some famous couple in the background, like the WDW couple or something. I guess they have a YouTube channel. I don't know who they are, but they've said, oh, that's who that is. And I don't even know who that is, but they're I guess they're famous, but I don't know who they are.
they're throwing a shadow on my rib from Italy. Get out of the way. That's too funny.
That's what they say about us.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Well, they're famous. I don't know.
Whatever. All right. Well, Todd, hey, thanks for coming on the show, and we appreciate it. And I'm glad everything's safe with the external battery.
Yeah, I'm in the market for a new one. That's for sure.
We'll get you one. All right.
Don't get the same one that you had before.
Please.
Remember, fortunately, about 50 people said, "What kind was it?" I want to throw mine away. I finally remembered. It was pocket juice, so you know.
What I always say with external batteries, go with Anchor. You can't miss. High quality and a good price. All right. Well, hey, that's going to do it for today's show. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. You want to head down to the Festival of the Arts or maybe head down during the summer, early fall. There's, of course, free dining July 5th through September 30th. Check-ins for select resorts. Of course, there's always exclusions. For some reason, movies isn't in there. I don't know. I guess that's super popular. You know, other things. So just best advice, drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the specials on the page. While you're there, fill out the free no obligation quote form with your possible dates. An agent will get back to you right away. We'll start, it's kind of like Play-Doh. You know, you start with the quote and you got to get some, you know, you get a little bit of a shape of a vacation. You say, oh, we'll change the dates here. Let's look at maybe a different resort, maybe, you know, upgrade that dining so we don't just have quick service. We can do some table service meals. And then it starts all of a sudden. It's like the flowers they're putting on your food in the charcuterie plate. Look at that, Ricky. Look how I did that. Look at that. I even used a big word.
See what he did there?
I did that. Look at that, man. We're getting Pam's money's worth on this ad read. So there you go. So, start with the quote form.
You owe me a couple.
They're terrible usually. I know. This one's not great either. So just bottom line, drop by the Magic for Less, fill out the quote form. We'll put together a great package for you, but we'll tweak it till we get it right, and we'll get you the best price possible as well. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Again, when you go to buy that amazing product that Pam talked about earlier, what's it called again, Pam? What's your note thing?
The rocket book.
It sounds cool. That just sounds like something out of like 2150 or something. But anyway, yeah, anytime you shop on Amazon, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We appreciate that so much. And again, follow us on social media. Ricky is going to be down there covering lots and lots of stuff this weekend at brguestpod and at facebook.com/brguestpodcast. Of course, she's at Ricky Nibs as well. And I'm, of course, always at brguestmike. So if you want to see my nonsense, follow along there as well. All right, so until we get together again on Monday, we appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. So for Todd, Ricky, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Stay safe, whatever you do, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.